با نام و یاد خدا، آزمون شنیداری زبان انگلیسی پایه نهم در خرداد ماه، نوبت صبح. دانش آموز گرامی، هر فایل صوتی 3 بار پخش می شود. پس در پاسخگویی به سوالات عجله نکنید و با دقت به فایل صوتی گوش کنید. قبل از شروع پخش فایل صوتی، سوال را با دقت بخوانید تا متوجه شوید که در هر سوال چه کاری باید انجام دهید. از حدس و گمان خودداری کنید و فقط با توجه به آنچه در فایل صوتی می شنوید به سوالات پاسخ دهید.
Question 1. Number 1.
Ali was playing in the park and he suddenly fell down and hurt his knee.
Number 2.
My friend and I attended an event in France last week.
Number 3.
He twisted his ankle while running and it hurts a lot.
Number 4.
My father is an employee at a computer company.
Number 5.
We buy new clothes for Nowruz in winter.
Number 6.
My brother is a student in grade 9. He's really clever.
Number 1.
Ali was playing in the park and he suddenly fell down and hurt his knee.
Number 2.
My friend and I attended an event in France last week.
Number 3.
He twisted his ankle while running and it hurts a lot.
Number 4.
My father is an employee at a computer company.
Number 5.
We buy new clothes for Nowruz in winter.
Number 6.
My brother is a student in grade 9. He's really clever.
Number 1.
Ali was playing in the park and he suddenly fell down and hurt his knee.
Number 2.
My friend and I attended an event in France last week.
Number 3.
He twisted his ankle while running and it hurts a lot.
Number 4.
My father is an employee at a computer company.
Number 5.
We buy new clothes for Nowruz in winter.
Number 6.
My brother is a student in grade 9. He's really clever.
Question 2.
I wake up early, before sunrise. The city is still quiet, but I get ready for work at the police station. My shift starts at 7 a.m. and usually ends by 5 p.m. There was an accident on my way to work and I was a little late. Every day brings new cases, and I always try my best to solve them. However, this morning was a bit different. A little girl was lost and didn't know where her parents were, but she knew her house address. I took her to her address, but unfortunately, her parents weren't home. I stayed there for over 3 hours, worried about the little girl. Finally, after 3 long hours, they arrived. Relief washed over their faces as they saw their daughter safe. They explained they had been frantically searching for her and never thought she'd know her address. They were incredibly grateful for my help. I wake up early, before sunrise. The city is still quiet, but I get ready for work at the police station. My shift starts at 7 a.m. and usually ends by 5 p.m. There was an accident on my way to work and I was a little late. Every day brings new cases, and I always try my best to solve them. However, this morning was a bit different. A little girl was lost and didn't know where her parents were, but she knew her house address. I took her to her address, but unfortunately, her parents weren't home. I stayed there for over 3 hours, worried about the little girl. Finally, after 3 long hours, they arrived. Relief washed over their faces as they saw their daughter safe. They explained they had been frantically searching for her and never thought she'd know her address. They were incredibly grateful for my help. I wake up early, before sunrise. The city is still quiet, but I get ready for work at the police station. My shift starts at 7 a.m. and usually ends by 5 p.m. There was an accident on my way to work and I was a little late. Every day brings new cases, and I always try my best to solve them. However, this morning was a bit different. A little girl was lost and didn't know where her parents were, but she knew her house address. I took her to her address, but unfortunately, her parents weren't home. I stayed there for over 3 hours, worried about the little girl. Finally, after 3 long hours, they arrived. Relief washed over their faces as they saw their daughter safe. They explained they had been frantically searching for her and never thought she'd know her address. They were incredibly grateful for my help.
Question 3. Number 1.
I wasn't home yesterday. I was in a hospital in the downtown. My best friend Reza was a patient and I brought him to the hospital.
Number 2.
Yesterday was icy and I fell down badly. I broke my leg and it is in a cast now.
Number 3.
My favorite sport is football and I'm interested in watching football on TV.
Number 4.
I text my mother a message every day to see how she is doing.
Number 5.
My father is a postman and he works in the post office. He leaves home at 6 o'clock in the mornings and comes back at 4 p.m.
Number 6.
It's my dad's birthday today, so we're setting the table for a celebration. My sister and I got him a gift, and my mom baked a cake.
Number 1.
I wasn't home yesterday. I was in a hospital in the downtown. My best friend Reza was a patient and I brought him to the hospital.
Number 2.
Yesterday was icy and I fell down badly. I broke my leg and it is in a cast now.
Number 3.
My favorite sport is football and I'm interested in watching football on TV.
Number 4.
I text my mother a message every day to see how she is doing.
Number 5.
My father is a postman and he works in the post office. He leaves home at 6 o'clock in the mornings and comes back at 4 p.m.
Number 6.
It's my dad's birthday today, so we're setting the table for a celebration. My sister and I got him a gift, and my mom baked a cake.
Number 1.
I wasn't home yesterday. I was in a hospital in the downtown. My best friend Reza was a patient and I brought him to the hospital.
Number 2.
Yesterday was icy and I fell down badly. I broke my leg and it is in a cast now.
Number 3.
My favorite sport is football and I'm interested in watching football on TV.
Number 4.
I text my mother a message every day to see how she is doing.
Number 5.
My father is a postman and he works in the post office. He leaves home at 6 o'clock in the mornings and comes back at 4 p.m.
Number 6.
It's my dad's birthday today, so we're setting the table for a celebration. My sister and I got him a gift, and my mom baked a cake.
Question 4. Number 1.
Who is that man?
Which one?
The old man in the gray suit.
Oh, he is my grandfather.
What is he like?
Number 2.
Are you interested in playing football?
Yes, of course.
So why don't you play now?
Number 3.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Why were you there?
Number 1.
Who is that man?
Which one?
The old man in the gray suit.
Oh, he is my grandfather.
What is he like?
Number 2.
Are you interested in playing football?
Yes, of course.
So why don't you play now?
Number 3.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Why were you there?
Number 1.
Who is that man?
Which one?
The old man in the gray suit.
Oh, he is my grandfather.
What is he like?
Number 2.
Are you interested in playing football?
Yes, of course.
So why don't you play now?
Number 3.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Why were you there?